You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a junior college education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents had their first sugar high. It's one of our five basic tastes, and easily the most pleasurable. This is probably why we use it as a euphemism to describe something that is good. Early on, our ancestors correlated its taste to high energy density. Thus, over the eons, we've developed quite a taste for it, some say addiction. And in rock and rhythm, artists used all kinds of foods to evoke its flavor in their music. How sweet it is on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. I've got a sonic sundae that hears Johnny Burnett drip in some honey, Cleveland Crochet sprinkle in some sugar, Jerry Lee Lewis add a little cake, and John Brim scoop in some ice cream. Winoni Harris spoons in some pudding, Marvin and Johnny add some cherry pie, Candyman Roosevelt Sykes gives Barbie Gay a lollipop to toss in, and we top it all off with a berry, Chuck Berry.
Sweet!
It took leaving Memphis for New York and a successful run on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour before brothers Johnny and Dorsey Burnett and Paul Burleson scored a contract with Coral Records as the Johnny Burnett Trio. Recording in Nashville was not the most conducive place for rock and roll, but producer Owen Bradley wisely replaced Paul's cotton candy fretwork for the hot fudge of studio ace Grady Martin's, and the result was a 1956 cover of Big Joe Turner's Honey Hush.
Welcome in this house, stop all that yakety yak. Come on in this house, stop all that yakety yak. Cause your sugar daddy don't want no talking back. Well, you keep on the jabbing, talking about this and that. Oh, well, you keep on talking, talking about this and that.
Rotund, cigar-chomping 88 ace Roosevelt Sykes carried the nickname Honey Dripper due to his skillful sweet-talking. By the time the Bullet label recorded him in 1949, the Chicago-based master of the risque had been recording for nearly a score and was only a couple years removed from a string of his only hits, Candyman Blues.
Thank you.
she called me her candy man. When I get too hot, she turns on the fan. When I get too hot, she turns on the fan. I calls her my little sugar, she calls me her candy man. We go out nightclubbing, she enjoys the band. We go out nightclubbing, and she enjoys the band. I call her my little sugar, she calls me her candy man. I called her my little sugar, she called me her candy man.
Fiddler Cleveland Crochet and his Hillbilly Ramblers poured into Eddie Shuler's Gold Band Studios in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and fulfilled Shuler's vision of melting rock and roll with Cajun music. This resulted in the first Cajun tune to hit the charts in 1960, but the souffle fell quickly for Crochet as Shuler stole the writing credits, vocalist Jay Stutz took over the band, and Cleveland went back to farming. Sugar Bee.
You bet your sweet bippy.
Hard to say who baked it first. Probably best to classify it as traditional. But for those Southern boys hanging out at Sun Records in the 50s, they likely heard it first as Take Your Hands Off of It by Billy Hughes and his Buckaroos, or his Pecos Pals on another label, in 1946. Although Elvis was known to stir its batter, it was Jerry Lee Lewis who iced it in 1960. Birthday Cake.
Name of his birthday cake. Well, what are you going to do with this thing?
I don't know. Take it out behind the barn and play that again.
Well, that'll be the only way you can play it. Here we go. Well, you can get your hands off of it. It don't belong to you. But I heard Ma Bella, get your hands off of it, it don't belong to you. Hey, I wouldn't give you none of it, and I don't care what you do. Go, man. Jerry's been talking about a birthday cake. Get your hands off of it, it don't belong to you. Hey, I wouldn't give you none of it, and I don't care what you do.
Chances are unheralded bluesman John Brim would have fallen deeper into the chasm of obscurity had it not been for a 70s power rock group. Getting his professional start here in Indiana, where he died in 2003, Brim recorded for a spumoni of labels before a 1953 stint with Chess immortalized a song that was put on ice until 1969 compilation LP and became renowned 10 years later when Van Halen delivered it, Ice Cream Man.
Summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your blue girl, the guarantee I'm satisfied. I got cream sandwiches, Dixie cup, popsicles, and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. I cool your little girl, I guarantee I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. clock. You come along just about 11 o'clock. Now if you let me cool you off this time, you'll be my regular star. I got all flavors, including pineapple too. I got all flavors, including pineapple too. I want my flavor, little girl, the guy to be just right for you.
How sweet it is!
Winoni Harris was the smoothest of the blues shouters, and he'd tell you so himself. The bigger-than-life personality with an equally as big and raspy voice found great success after he set up with King Records, and the proof was in the pudding as Harris reeled off 13 top 10 hits, such as 1950's I Like My Baby's Pudding.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. She wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her, I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
Marvin Phillips was the Marvin of Marvin and Johnny. As for Johnny, well, there were many, but this story's Johnny was Emery Perry. The duo baked up a couple hits for the modern label, but it was a 1954 non-hit that remains their most memorable. 6 years later, the vanilla duo Skip and Flip recorded a saccharine cover that hit big on the pop and R&B charts, and Marvin got nothing but the pit as he had sold his writer's credit 2 years earlier. Cherry Pie.
Sugar plum, sugar, sugar plum,
sugar, da-da-da, sugar plum, sweet as it comes, as it comes. Like little Jack Horner sitting in the corner, eating his cherry, cherry, cherry pie. Oh, Lord, Lord, only I didn't put in a thumb and pull out a plum. So I guess I'm not as great, great as he. Oh, no, no. Give me, da-da-da, give me some. Da-da-da-da, give me, da-da-da, give me some. Da-da-da-da, give me, da-da-da, give me some. Sherry, sherry pie. Like little Jack Horner sitting in the corner, in his cherry, cherry, cherry pie. Oh, Lord, Lord, only I did put in a thumb and pull out a plum. So I guess I'm not as great as he. Oh, no, no. Give me, give me some. Give me, da-da-da, give me some. Da-da-da-da, give me, da-da-da, give me some. Sherry, sherry pie. Sherry, sherry pie. Sherry, sherry pie.
Oh man, that's sweet.
Talk about the proverbial kid in a candy shop. White Chanteuse Barbie Gay was all of about 16 when she cut a minor 1956 R&B hit for the bantamweight label Darl. Had the song not been given a ska workover, which didn't take much, and hit big 8 years later, we'd probably not even know one lick about Miss Gay. My Boy Lollipop. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Constantin Fallberg. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com. Chuck Berry's third album was aptly titled Berry on Top and featured nothing but a large, somewhat unappetizing strawberry sundae on the cover. Of the 12 songs on the album, one was as sweet as the cover, 1958's Sweet Little Rock and Roller.